You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
A young boy in Danbury had to be saved by the Danbury Fire Department because his finger was stuck in a seatbelt. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Danbury Fire Department's James Gagliardo, communications officer. So what happened with this kid? How did somebody get their finger stuck in a seatbelt?
Kids just stick their stuff everywhere in a zap.
Yes, they do. And actually, this isn't the first time I've seen this with a seatbelt. When they were en route to the hospital, they called our rescue company, which we actually go to the hospital a lot for these kinds of technical removals or rescues. They went up to Danbury ER, and they worked with the ER staff to remove the seat buckle from his finger.
It's a scary thing when you get stuck in something. Doesn't matter if it's your finger or if it's your leg or something. Doesn't matter the size of your appendage. If it's stuck in something, you're just like, is this how I'm going to have to live the rest of my life? And as it starts to swell up and get purple, like, you freak out.
Right.
From what it sounds like, the kid was willing to keep a seatbelt ring for the rest of his life at first, but... And he let us work with him, and we kind of let him be in control of it by telling him, listen, you tell us when to take a break or when to stop, and they worked him through it, and he was a trooper.
Was his mom there? Because I feel like as a mom, I would have a heart attack watching this go down.
Dad was present during the removal process.
Good.
Mom was not there.
Right. Dad slapping him on the back. Man up, kid.
No.
You put your finger in. No, I'm just kidding. That's how they would do it in the 80s.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to cry unless you use your tears to slide out of that seatbelt.
Exactly. We tried all of our, you know, all the tricks. The whole, like, finger removal with a piece of string. We have a small little seatbelt cutter, ring cutter. We tried a couple different tools, but it ended up going down to the Dremel tool. But they were able to do it without any injury to his finger.
All right, well, that's great news. What other strange things have you had to rescue people from?
Right, things that they're stuck in.
Yeah.
Besides cars.
Well, I mean, little objects like this. We call it man and machine kit we carry in the apparatus. And we can get them out of anything, basically. I mean, we've had people come in with their fingers caught in a blender, a meat grinder, you know, a lot of kitchen utensil stuff. And most of the time, they're not really truly mangled and injured. They're just, there's no way to hit reverse, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, no, I 100% get that.
Right. I mean, I'm already skeeved out. Like, all I thought was just kids, you know, getting hung up on swing sets and maybe a couple of lonely guys. But now, this is so much more terrifying. I won't even go near the blender.
Right.
Nope, I wouldn't.
I remember when my sister was little, her arm got stuck in it was like a gate, like the, I don't know what they're called. What are they called? The Stokes?
A murderous gate.
No, the things were too close together and she shoved her arm in there and she couldn't get her arm out and they had to cut the gate to get her out.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see a lot of things like that with kids? They're just getting their heads and their arms stuck in places?
It's definitely not just kids. It's adults and kids. They get themselves in all kinds of predicaments, but it's our job to get them out. And these guys are the highest trained and qualified personnel that I know. They can pretty much take on any challenge.
Nice.
My favorite is when I read the stories where the guy goes to break in a restaurant, ends up down the chimney.
Yeah.
He was upside down for 2 days before you guys found him.
Do you ever catch criminals like this stuck in chimneys?
I have not yet in my career, but I'm sure it's happened before.
James, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it. Communications Director over at Danbury Fire Department. Thank you again, and we wish you the best of luck. Godspeed for all you do.
Right. Stay safe out there, James.
Thanks for having us, guys.
But when did you get stuck, and who had to save you? 1-800-330-9999. Call and share your story. If you missed it a few minutes earlier, Danbury Fire Department was joining us because they were telling us about this boy that had to get his finger cut out of a seatbelt.
Yeah,
got stuck.
You might have seen it on social media over the last week or so, something like that. I mean, this stuff kind of happens all the time, which he acknowledged.
Right, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. There's a lot of strange rescues when you work at the fire department.
No question about it. Thank God these guys show up.
Right, but but then we started thinking, when did you get stuck that you had to be rescued?
Yeah, I've got one of those friends that he's just overly large, 6'4". He's like a jujitsu master, that type of thing. And, of course, when we go to barbecues and you throw some back, you get a little bit rowdy. Same guy who ate the eyes out of the pig at the pig roast.
Okay.
Anyways, he got stuck in one of those little tykes cars. He's like 6'4". He thought it would be fun to get in there and ride around with it like Fred Flintstone at the party. Then he couldn't get out.
Oh, no.
And I had all sorts of tools with me, but we were a little bit worried because I get a little reckless with the Sawzall. When you hit the button, that thing's like, you know, it starts to, you need somebody that's been trained. Luckily, we had some volunteer firefighter buddies that were at the party.
They could figure out how to actually
they
do
literally
it.
Had to take the entire car apart around him, and it took like an hour and a half. I mean, I just wish that at that point we were all videotaping.
I was going to say, no one took pictures and videoed
it? It was years ago. I mean, if we all had phones on us at that moment, it would have been happening. But, you know, a succession of stills doesn't work like a cartoon paper book when you're doing it for your friend stuck.
I always get stuck in clothing. I had to get cut out of a bridesmaid dress one night.
What?
Yeah. I was a bridesmaid in a wedding.
It feels like a drunk girl thing.
No.
That's what it feels like.
I couldn't get the zipper down. I couldn't get it off. And everybody was trying. And it hurts now because everyone's pulling so hard.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I was like, just get the kitchen shears.
Where is the line between fun and awkward when how many people are in the dressing room with you trying
people.
To get it off?
Because then it becomes
a thing. Get my husband. He's got good grip. Get my husband in here.
No,
another husband.
Oh, gosh, you know I always get like the high boots. I always get them stuck on my my large calves.
You've told us
it's hard to get those off
over
too.
And over and over again. That's your nightmare,
right?
Being trapped in the boots.
In the boots, we have to try them on at Lord and Taylor's, and I can't get them on. My husband's got to pull them off.
Right,
oh.
Friend, oh, husband. It's like a you're doing a tow rope, oh. Right?
Right.
I'm three.
1-800-330-9999. When did you get stuck, and how'd you get rescued?
Well, years ago, my stepfather he was hospitalized. And the doctor said to my mom and I, and you can visit him, but don't get him excited because he can have an attack. So, all right, we're sitting there in the room. And you know what? I'm bored. I need to do things all the time. So I sat there and I didn't know that the IV pole, there wasn't any pole in the little hole in the bed. I didn't know it went all the way down, but I stuck my finger in there. And I could not get my finger out. And my stepfather, I'm trying to get it out without him noticing. He looks down the end of the bed and he sees, oh my gosh, my finger is stuck in the hole. So now he's breathing. He gets an attack. They have to come in with soap to try to get my finger out of there. And the doctor said, please do not visit him anymore.
Oh my gosh. I would think you're in a hospital. It's the perfect place to be to get
Stay
your finger
away.
Out.
And Ann Raven, when'd you get stuck?
So in seventh grade, I was trying to make my own cast in art class about be funny to use all the paper mache, and it dried too fast, so my arm got stuck, and the art teacher totally freaked out because she was like, oh my god, like we couldn't get it off.
Right, I'm going to lose my job. Oh my god, I trapped this child. I let this child do this thing in the room. What did you guys have to do?
She ended up using like this crazy like art tool she had in the classroom. I don't think she wanted anyone to know I did it.
Right, right. She pulled out her switch blade and cut this thing off. I mean, you're lucky you're not scarred for life from this thing.
Oh, she went to the car and got her sword.
Right.
I definitely scarred her for life.
Right.
I also was scarred for life.
You know, newspaper seems so benign. Not going to hurt you.
Not till you add glue and water.
You combine it with that and you get big problems.
How did you get stuck? 1-800-330-9999. And how did you get rescued? When did you get stuck? We're talking about it this morning. Star 99.9 at Tana and Raven. A poor boy in Danbury got his finger stuck in a seatbelt, and the Danbury Fire Department had to come cut it out. So it got us thinking, like, that happens. You get stuck. Right. It's embarrassing. You got to get rescued somehow.
I had a buddy. We almost had to Sawzall out of it a little tykes thing at a barbecue party. Luckily, we had some firefighters hanging out there.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck? How did you get rescued?
My son got his finger stuck in a syringe.
In a syringe.
Oh, I could see that happening. Did they separate it and then he was playing with it?
Yeah, he stuck his finger in it and I turned purple and blue and white. So I called 911 and we had to pour olive oil in it.
Yeah. I can 100% see that happening because sometimes, like, I play with it. Like, you know, it's.
Well, stop playing. You're a grown woman.
Well, because it comes, like, in the kids' Advil and the kids' Tylenol.
Okay, but what does that have to do? It looks so much like a toy, you have to play
and
with
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, you're on the phone, you're not paying attention, you're putting your pinky in there.
It's
and
completely
you don't realize
irresponsible.
That it's a lot of suction.
It's a lot of excuses. Right. Just don't put your finger in there, Anna Zapp.
All right. I'm just saying.
Thank you for the call, ma'am. Let this be a safety warning to all children.
Don't put your finger in there.
And adults that are easily distracted because. Because it looks like a toy. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck?
My son got stuck He was young, and he was getting into a van, so I gently pushed him a little bit, and he slipped, and the seatbelt went through his ear.
Wait a minute. Oh. The seatbelt went through his ear?
Yes. He had to have surgery in his ear to repair it. It went through his... You know how on the... It was the one sitting in the on the console on the floor.
Yeah, you gently pushed him. It sounds like you dropped
him. I did.
You dropped
him. No.
You drop kicked your son.
No, I didn't.
I don't think she dropped.
Thank God there were
son.
No cell phones and cameras back then. All right, you know.
There wasn't. He's 44 now, so yeah.
Right. He knows that you drop kicked him. I'm sure he knows, and he says
I didn't. I was just hurrying him along a little bit, and he slipped and went right through his ear.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and have to be rescued?
Yes, a few years ago, I worked at the mall, and when I was closing up, I pulled the gate, the storefront gate. And I had a ring on my ring finger, and somehow it came entwined in the gate. And sure enough, the Danbury Fire Department came and saved me, too.
Those Danbury guys. They're everywhere. Never a dull moment.
I guess they're doing their job.
Right. Now, on the other hand, I'd love to be stuck in the mall, just not stuck in the gate with my hand actually stuck in there. Like, I don't even know if I'd call anybody if I got stuck in the store at the mall. I think I'd just wait it out till the morning.
No, that's embarrassing.
I'd just be asleep in there. You know, like, they'd come in.
Finger was turning black, and it was black and blue.
Oh, that sounds scary. Awful.
Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck?
I got my tongue stuck on an aluminum screen door in the wintertime.
Mm, you deserved it. All right. Yeah. Haven't you ever seen A Christmas Story? Come on, people.
I did.
I have, but I think I did it first. I'm older than The Christmas Story.
My mom
had to pour warm water over my tongue to get it loose.
No, I did that when I was little. I watched that movie for the first time, and I did it on the freezer door.
Immediately walked in and decided to give it a shot. That won't really happen.
I didn't believe it would really happen.
It
works. Your tongue gets stuck. It's true. I had to pull it off, and then I had this big oval scar on my tongue for a long time until it regenerated kind of like a starfish.
You know what is scary? When you wash your hands and then you want a drink after that, you run into the kitchen, you wash your hands because you're like, I want to get a drink. You reach in there to grab some ice and throw in your cup. Every one of those ice cubes will stick to your hand, even if you dried your hand.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm not to live like this.
You have a story too? 1-800-330-9999. When'd you get stuck and how'd you get rescued? When did you get stuck and how did you get rescued? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Danbury Fire Department joined us earlier because they were talking about this boy got his finger stuck in a seatbelt and they had to cut it out.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got a story like that, right?
Either you got yourself in a strange situation where you got stuck or you saw somebody else do it. There's been a lot of these calls. It's unbelievable. Everybody wants to share.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So it's really quite embarrassing. But I got this new couch, and I was one of those women who thought I could do everything by myself. Mm-hmm. So I got the couch into my car, got the couch out of my car, and at the time I lived on the third floor apartment, and I got the couch into the front foyer and realized I was out of my mind. I could not get the couch up the stairs.
Oh, so difficult.
So I decided to take it down the stairs into the basement, and I promptly got stuck between the wall of the basement, the hard concrete, and the couch.
Right.
And I was stuck there for hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you have your phone?
Yeah. Right?
How did you get out?
I didn't have my phone. I had to just stay there for the longest time.
Right.
I was crying. There was nobody home in the other apartments. I'm yelling for help. Nobody's home. And I finally realized, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get myself out or I'm sleeping here.
Gosh, that's awful.
And it was awful. And I squeezed and pushed and pulled and probably took me another hour, but managed to scrape myself out. I had cuts and bruises all over my body. And then worse comes to worse, the couch never made it up the stairs. It never fit in my apartment, and I had to get rid of the couch.
Yeah, that happens all the time in apartments, right? We have to I've seen people cut an arm off a couch to get it into an apartment, you know?
I can't believe you thought you were going to be able to get a couch up three flights of stairs.
But, you know, the cuts and the scrapes and the bruises, is better than having to ask the creepy super to get you out of the couch, the one that you think's been watching you in the shower anyways.
Right.
This was better. You were on your own.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and how did you get rescued?
I've been married for at least 13 years now, and my wedding band all of a sudden just started to get really loose, and I was in the shower, and it literally fell off of my hand. So I put it on my middle finger, took a shower, and then went to bed. I forgot to take it off. And in the morning, when I got up, it was really tight on my finger. My husband and I tried everything that we could do to take it off. It was getting black and blue and swollen and everything. We looked on YouTube, tried everything. And it so happened that he was like, I'm going to cut this ring off your finger or you're going to go to the hospital. So he had a tool that can cut through anything. And he cut my wedding band off of my finger. Oh. And I was crying.
Well, I mean, better to lose that than to lose the finger, right? We can repair the ring, but that is scary. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I'm not sure I'm trusting my spouse with that.
I know.
I'm like, you know what? Nope. Call the firefighters. Call somebody. Call anybody. Literally anybody to show up here. A locksmith to show up in a stained T-shirt. Literally anybody but my wife. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and how did you get rescued?
So it wasn't me, but it was my best friend when we were about 10. My mom was helping us play hide and go seek. She got the bright idea to hide my friend inside of the washing machine.
Oh,
but this is back when washing machines had agitators.
Oh, boy.
And her hair got stuck at the bottom of the agitator.
Oh,
and they had to call the fire department.
Oh, my gosh. That is scary.
Did you have to cut her hair off?
They had to cut her hair. They had to cut her pigtail off. And take apart my mother's washer.
Oh, my God.
It's a loss on both sides. It's a loss on both sides.
Oh, that is horrific.
Right, it was a loss on both sides, but it was a memory I'll never forget.
Right. They're there to save a life or to free somebody. They're not there for Maytag. So that washer machine is not coming back.
Man, you never forget a situation like that. You hate washing machines forever after
right,
that.
Right, right. It's like a terrifying furnace down in the basement when it makes noise. Like, you never want to see that thing again.
She doesn't ever do laundry. She just buys new clothes. She's 45 years old now. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you get stuck and have to be rescued?
This is Scott from Reading. I was in my dad had a barrel. It was about 4 feet tall and like 2 feet in diameter. I was 10 or 11 years old playing hide and seek in the basement with my brother and his friend. And I hid in there and I just crouched down and I got stuck and I was crying and screaming. My brother was laughing at me for the longest time. And then my dad came along and he used a hacksaw to cut the top ring off the thing and a box cutter to get it open. But it was scary.
Yeah, it does sound scary because that barrel was meant for a body. That's why your dad had it down there. He didn't know whose body it was going to be, but he had it saved there.
He didn't want it to be yours. That's for sure.
It was nearly mine.
Yeah.